This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, I want to thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women going coast to coast, border to border. And, of course, Felix and the mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers, hauling the bulk mail from the centers over to the post offices. And, of course, Tom and his suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, America, make it lowercase, and that's us. Now, the website for the show, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and if you can't hear us anywhere else, we are streaming right now live the radio show from the satellite right there on our webpage. Go over there, listen to it, and you'll hear everything that's going on. And by the way, during the course of the day, we stream the program all day long over there. The latest program is over there. So you can hear the show over there. Our podcasts are over there, too. And some other information about the show that you might want to take a look at. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Professor.
Good morning, Captain.
And I want to say the pledge and get it done. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, last hour, Kyle, I thought we couldn't outdo ourselves with what Frenchie had to say, with the 10,000 million jobs that have been created, right?
That's right.
It appears now that the president, Joe Biden, would rather wage war on oil companies than to lower gas prices by doing what he could do just by saying, drill, baby, drill.
Well, there's so many forces at work here, Captain, coming to bear on the administration, not the least of which, of course, is the far left, the squad, this whole idea that somehow if you come out with the notion that being energy independent and having and producing energy now when we need it now is somehow just unacceptable, you know, this is what he's having to fight against. Well, I don't want to say fight against. against, but he's just following their lead. When in reality, he should be fighting against it. He should be saying, we need to get our energy thing happening right now so that Americans can go back to doing what they're supposed to do and having the fuel costs lower and the whole nine yards. But he won't do that at all.
Well, here's the problem. The Democrats don't give a rat's ass about us and our wallets.
I think that's a fair statement. You're right. Otherwise, they would be making certain moves. And as far as the oil companies go as well, you have to continue to create a bad guy, a boogeyman. It's the oil company's fault, and they're this and that, and that kind of stuff, as opposed to what you just exactly said, Captain, was the president could say, drill, baby, drill, and that would go a long way to getting America out of this inflationary problem and also try to start reversing the recession.
They care more about gender ideology than they do our wallets.
It would appear so, that these sort of peripheral issues that they believe are political moneymakers for them are much more important than the actual practical applications, yes.
Yep, and I'm going to tell you, I still believe, okay, some people are going, well, you know, Joe's creeping back in with again. People are starting to buy what he's saying. Look at his popularity. Look at this. Look at that. Nope. Joe is in big trouble, and so aren't the rank-and-file Democrats that are following him right off the cliff.
Well, sure. I think that's really true. And at the same time, of course, the Republican leadership, there needs to be a pretty good hefty amount of unity with messaging and with, standing shoulder to shoulder and saying, this is what we're going to do if you give us control of the House and the Senate. Here's how we're going to start fixing this problem. Joe Biden's going to have to follow our lead if, in fact, we can get control of the House and the Senate, and so on. And in other words, they've really got to start piling on right now. They can't sit back and say, well, Joe Biden's kind of unpopular, so we'll probably win.
We have to, at the very least, get control of the House. We have to get control of the House. That's where the money comes out of, the House.
Exactly. And another thing I think that makes them tremble, Captain, is the idea that Republican control of the House could lead to some pretty interesting House investigations about certain things.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And right now the Senate's at 50-50, right?
Right.
I think we'll take advantage. I think we will have the majority in the Senate. But I don't think it's going to be by a very much, very large amount. I think it's going to be by one or two or three, period.
Could be. Could very well be.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And we'll get a little Yahoo from you-know-who coming up right now.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Oh, yeah, you will. And I can't wait to be there today. I'm getting hungry already when I keep thinking about Mission Barbecue and the great food that's there. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team over at Relief Factor. As most of you know, I've been taking Relief Factor for well over 8 years, been talking about it ever since. And I'll tell you, the reason I talk about it, the reason I take it, is because it works for the problems I have. Now, my problem has been my left leg, my left ankle, my left foot, and then it went over to my right foot and ankle and leg with the swelling that I have, with the inflammation I have, and with the pain that I have, plus with my back and my wrist also added into it, and my shoulder. And I found a product that actually helps, that takes care of the pain, dulls the pain, gets rid of the pain in most cases, and will take care of the inflammation that I've got so that I'm not walking around with my legs all swollen up. So here we go. $19.95 is all it costs for a 1 month supply, 3 month supply. $19.95. Get the 3 months. Listen to me. Get the 3 week quick start for $19.95. 3 week quick start. That's about a dollar a day. Now you can do that by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95. The 3 week quick start. Get it. Give it a shot. Because Kyle, what do we tell them?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo, wingo. All
right.
Yeah, that's right, is right. Because it works for me, and hopefully it'll work for them, too. It's worked for so many thousands of people that I quit counting. Now, an estimated 70,000 people protested in Prague against the Czechoslovakian government over the weekend. Now, the protesters expressed anger over soaring energy prices and voiced opposition to the EU and NATO. Now, there's more than this going on over there in Europe because all of a sudden, Russia has cut off the gas supply.
Yes, this is going to
be natural gas.
That's right. This is going to be a very, very big problem, obviously, Captain, as winter approaches. And I believe that they're already talking, of course, about rationing and asking people to cut back and so forth. But there's nothing really on the horizon that says, here's the answer to this problem. So it could be a very brutal winter for a lot of people in Europe, most unfortunately.
Well, something's got to be done. We're selling them gas, natural gas as it is right now. The only thing is we can't get it there quick enough. There's no pipeline under the ocean to get it over there that away. So we'll do the best we can to help them out. But they got to take the bull by the horns and do something themselves.
Well, that's very true. And because the conflict in Ukraine, obviously, is not going to let up anytime soon, as far as we can tell, and certainly the position in Moscow is not going to change anytime soon.
No. And we'll see what happens because this is a big deal. So closing in on whatever the big deal is going to do, right?
Yes, yes.
All right. There was a lawsuit between Bayer Corporation, the pharmaceutical manufacturer Bayer Corporation, and its related entities. They have now been ordered to pay $40 million to resolve two whistleblower lawsuits filed by a former employee. Now, the lawsuits were filed by one Lori Simpson, who used to work in Bayer's marketing department. They're related to false claims made by the company about three of its drugs, Trazol, Avelux, and Bacall. And according to the terms of the settlement, Bayer will pay $38,860,555 to the United States and $1.139 million to 20 states as well as the District of Columbia. Now, Ms. Simpson is going to receive about $11 million from the proceeds of the settlement, according to a September 2nd press release from the Department of Justice. But it was just being released to the rest of us yesterday. That's amazing.
Yes. Yes, it really is. And I think as well, I think Bayer had acquired Roundup, that brand, and they've also been dealing with some of those particular lawsuits having to do with the Roundup. Related lawsuits.
That's weed killer.
Yeah, that's the weed killer, exactly.
Yeah. That's bad stuff. I know because I use it. We use it on the farm, and then my dad one day says, nope, not doing this anymore. But anyway, right. Democrats, by the way, have kept the filibuster bill just the way it is thus far. They've been saving for using budget reconciliation tactics to pass massive spending bills along party lines. That's when they've been bringing it out. But they also have failed to get much of their agenda past the 50-50 Senate split in Biden's first 2 years, particularly on abortion and election reform. Well, they're threatening again to bring it back. But they couldn't do it before because of who?
Well, it was Joe Manchin. So I
and who else?
Yeah.
Sinema.
Sinema, that's right, Kyrsten Sinema.
Yeah, they would not go along with this because they knew what was at stake. They would give total and complete charge to the Democrats to do anything they wanted, anytime they wanted, and that's not what America wants.
No, it's not what America wants. In fact, it goes precisely in the opposite direction of what America is about. And Senator Manchin put it quite well, talking about the idea that sometimes you're in the majority, sometimes you're in the minority. He's been in both. And the filibuster is there such that it's a helpful check, such that the majority can't simply run roughshod over the minority, because you're right, Captain. I mean, that would be it. That would just be over forever, basically. And so it disenfranchises the people that send their representatives to Washington and so on. This is just not a good thing for America. They seem to be holding it in their back pocket right now, maybe because they think that they're starting to get a little bit better chance of retaining control in the November midterms, but we'll see. I think they will come back and say, yeah, we want to get rid of it if they're in control of the Senate.
Now, the Goya CEO has come out, and he's a Republican. He's come out and said that the Democrats have declared war on the working class. I agree with him.
Yes. You know, it used to be, Captain, not all that long ago, the Democrat Party was considered the working class party, or the party of the working man, so to speak, and on it goes. And it's a very different place now, isn't it? In fact, it's really changed hands. The Republicans now are, I think, wholly the party of people who are working hard for a living and trying to live the American dream. And you've got the Democrats catering mostly to the elites on either
side. Except for the one thing that the Republicans still can't crack, and that's the unions. The unions stand behind, and I'm talking about not the rank and file, but the upper echelon stands behind the Democratic Party.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, and there's all kinds of issues relating to people paying their union dues, but do their union dues go to support political things that they just don't agree with?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Well, of course, that's exactly right. So there's always been this this question and this sort of tense relationship between the union hierarchies and their rank and file members.
Yeah. Now, the only good thing about one that I know firsthand, and that would be the firefighters union, is that the locals are able to support the candidates they want at the local level, even if they're a national candidate. If they want to go ahead and support, Governor Ron DeSantis at the local level here in Florida or here in wherever their area is at, they can do that. Even though the national might support Charlie Crist.
Right. Well, precisely. And I think one of the key things, too, Captain, is that where the Republican Party these days is positioned, those who are part of a labor union and so forth, I think benefit greatly from the kinds of economic policies and standpoints that the conservatives or the Republicans might bring to the table, much more so now than your modern-day Democrat.
Okay, now I teased this. I didn't get to it, but I am going to get to it when we come back from this break that we're going to take, and that is that Adam Kinzinger... It looks like Adam Kinzinger has finally bitten off more than he can chew, and he's about to literally get his butt handed to him.
All right.
Can't wait for that one, I know. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I have more to talk about.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You USA Radio News.
One of the suspects in Canada's deadliest attack ever was found near the stabbing sites. Police in Regina, Saskatchewan say 31-year-old Damian Sanderson's injuries were not self-inflicted. They believe his 30-year-old brother Miles is injured and on the run, likely in the provincial capital. Former President Donald Trump got his request granted by a federal judge. He wanted a special master to review documents the FBI seized from his Florida estate a month ago. The Justice Department says it's reviewing the decision. Liz Truss will officially be the new British Prime Minister on Tuesday. The 47-year-old will be the third woman ever to hold that office. She'll have to deal with pending economic and energy crises. China is accusing Washington of breaking into computers at a university that U.S. officials say does military research. Markets are closed due to the Labor Day holiday. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
Watch a Tuesday morning edition. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell. And by the way, you might want to trot over to MyPillow.com. Go over to the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN and take a look at all the different things that are on sale. By the way, they've got their brand new slippers there, the all-season slippers. I bought a pair, $29.98. I liked what I saw. And I'll tell you what, I've got the other pair, too, the original pair, the My Slippers. These that I bought are made better than the old ones. They've got more cushion in the bottom of it, number one. Kind of like walking with a, not a sandal, but kind of like walking with a pair of loafers. They've got more cushion in the bottom of it. They're a little bit more rigid, a little bit stronger. So I'm looking forward to being able to wear them perhaps as a light shoe when it's not raining. I wouldn't want to wear it when it's wet because, obviously, these will soak through. But I will tell you this, I was surprised. And they got a lot of other great new stuff there on the Radio Listener Specials page as well, all on sale. And again, promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Now, all you got to do, if you want to talk to a live person and maybe get a little bit more personal service, is call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459.
5459. That's the number to call. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and that'll get you right in there and tell them what it is you're looking for, and they'll be happy to work with you. So there you go. So go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. And remember, with your purchase, you will receive absolutely free Mike Lindell's book. So there's a little bonus for you. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. Adam Kissinger, fresh off accusing President Donald Trump and other Americans, critical of federal government overreach, of being un-American simply because they're opposed to politically motivated DOJ-approved witch hunts against former presidents. Representative Adam Kissinger has moved on to his next target. Only he's bitten off more than he can chew, and he's got himself in big trouble. Now, on Sunday, a company called X Strategies, their CEO, Alan Brusewitz, who's a private citizen, had the nerve to criticize Kissinger on Twitter over his un-American accusation towards millions of Americans, calling him out for his double standards in the process. Brusewitz wrote, and this was on Twitter, "You praise Joe Biden for calling 75 million Americans enemies of the state, but you're angry that Trump criticized the corrupt and completely weaponized FBI and DOJ? Adam Kissinger, you have issues, man." And that's what he said. Now, true to form, Kissinger, who has weaponized his membership on the January 6th Select House Committee in order to target his political opponents, did not respond to the accusation, probably because he knows it's true. Instead, he tried to change the subject by accusing Brusewitz of committing fraud against the U.S. government in a tweet. Kissinger tweeted, "Alex, did you pay back your PPP loan despite having no employees?" And this is where Kissinger bought it. In a follow-up tweet, Kissinger pretended to have the receipts. And here's the deal. This Brusewitz guy not only had receipts, but he and his attorney trotted out the actual receipts they had to counter Kissinger, complete with a cease and desist letter. So here's what Alex Brusewitz tweeted back to Kissinger. "Yesterday, Representative at Adam Kissinger falsely accused me, a private citizen, of defrauding the U.S. government. He stated that I took PPP loans despite having no employees. Only problem is, he knew I had employees, two of them. My attorney at Jeff Clark, U.S., has sent Kissinger a cease and desist letter." What do you think of that so far? There's more.
Yeah, this is really, really something, Captain. You're talking about someone who makes a political criticism and then gets hit with what appears to be all this evidence for official from the government in order to ruin you. I mean, that's Adam Kissinger, it seems like. I mean, this seems like that.
And it was not true. It was not true what Kissinger was trying to do.
True. Well, exactly. But that's the chilling effect. If you criticize us, or criticize me, guess what? I'm going to come back, you know, with the, you know, and hit harder than you can ever possibly imagine. So don't criticize me politically. That's the chilling effect they want to have.
Well, indeed, in Clark's cease and desist letter, the attorney to Kissinger, he noted on pages 2 and 3 how the purported Republican congressman deceptively edited, okay, this is fraud, deceptively edited information he found off the ProPublica website. Information that, curiously enough, is no longer there because he removed it. He cut off where the page indicated the X Strategies had two employees at the time of the PPP loan request, and the screen grabs that were taken disappeared.
Yeah, that's really huge. And
well, he committed fraud. Kissinger committed fraud.
Well, precisely. You think that the attorneys obviously are not going to let up on something like that at this point either. But honestly, Captain, in this country, you should be able to criticize the leadership, the elected representatives, and not have the fear that somehow something will be spun up against you as a result of that. We're back into banana republic territory.
Well, here's the conclusion of what was discussed and the way they did it. Further, Attorney Clark pointed out on page 4 that on another publicly available page on PPP loan information that lists the U.S. Office of Personnel Management as its source, it clearly shows the jobs retain information as two at the time of the 2020 loan approval, which were PPP terms. By the way, the loan was actually forgiven, including the accrued interest. The government did that. Now, in addition to all of this, Clark alleges that Kinzinger, who says he acted with actual malice, did in fact know that X Strategies had employees considering he's interacted with them on numerous occasions via Twitter. Now, as Brusewich indicated, Kinzinger has now been given 5 days to retract his tweet, issue a formal apology, before legal action will be taken against him. And as of you and me talking right here, the tweet's still up and he hasn't responded.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath too much on that. But this is really indicative, Captain, of, you know, are we going to go this direction in this country? I hope not.
Nope.
But I'm glad this person was able to stand up to Adam Kinzinger. Absolutely.
Yep. Well, he's not going to be able to do what he said he thought he was going to be able to do, because this time he's overextended himself, used his power for something totally not related to what he can do legally, and he's committed fraud. And if this doesn't land this guy in jail, nothing will.
Well, right. But it's
because if I'm the attorney, I'm going full speed ahead on this one.
Well, of course, yeah. You've got a live one here because. And it was dumped right in your lap, you know. That none of this had to have happened. You know, you can make the criticism on Twitter. He could have criticized the guy back and say, no, this is how I do business or whatever it is in terms of his political agenda at Kinzinger.
I got one more thing I got to say, and this is involving President Trump. Yesterday, President Donald Trump was asked to return all documents marked classified as part of a grand jury subpoena issued in May, regardless of whether the former president believed he declassified the documents or not. This according to the Department of Justice, who wrote on a court filing that was made public on Friday. According to Axios, since the raid on his Mar-a-Lago estate, Trump has put out several reasons for holding documents marked top secret and confidential. But a grand jury and a judge ordered him to return all of the documents.
Very interesting in terms of the development here. Absolutely. But the question is, did you need to raid Mar-a-Lago with armed agents and create the spectacle that you did, or was this something that could have been worked out a different way?
They were working it out. It just wasn't done at the speed of sound or whatever. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and it's a busy day in the neighborhood. I'm going to let Cassie take us to break, and we will be right back right after these here messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you.
Love the one you're with. That's Stephen Stills. I remember that one, Kyle. That's a good song.
Yeah, and when that organ kicks in, that's super cool as well.
Yeah. Love the one you're with. Yep. Okay, well, I better stop fooling around here. All righty. Take it away. What's going on out west for the weather?
Well, thank you, Captain. We're continuing with the high heat, of course, all throughout the western United States. Certainly, we have hot and dry weather up in Montana, also up in northern Washington as well, also covering Idaho. We've got air quality alerts there, but heat advisories continue southern Idaho, southern Oregon, northern Nevada. It becomes excessive heat warnings in southern Nevada and all through southern California and up through Redding as well. So this is going to persist for at least an next few days, maybe a little respite coming from some of that moisture that may make its way up from the tropical storm that's off the coast of Mexico, down south of near Baja and off the Mexican coast. That may come in maybe Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for widespread rain over the region. One other quick thing for our trucker friends tonight at the I-5 at Castaic. You still got lanes that are closed there due to the route fire, which may have damaged some of the roadway there. They're just trying to get it fixed as fast as they can, but expect delays if you're going to head up over the Grapevine coming out of north of L.A. Other than that, please be careful out there.
Well, we got us a little bit of adaptation to the weather from last hour. Fog has rolled in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, and, of course, that's going to slow some people down because you've got, Kansas City South, down about halfway down through Kansas City in the east part, and then coming over into Missouri, Springfield, over towards Columbia, to be exact, on I-70. You are definitely going to be running in fog for probably a good 100 miles from Kansas City east right now. That fog is going to go up to the southeastern corner of Iowa. So you're going to have about 100 miles of fog in Iowa. And then you're going to have some fog over in the northwestern part of Illinois to go along with it. So coming out of I-80, you're going to have it a little bit over towards the Quad Cities. Then you'll run out of it again. But fog is going to slow you down for sure. Now, we do have some unsettled weather conditions up in Wisconsin, north of Madison, and straight to the UP, to the Upper Peninsula. And then that includes Green Bay as well. Unsettled weather conditions for today. No telling what could happen. It could be rain. It could be thunderstorms. It could be both. Now, over in Kentucky, central part of Kentucky, we do have some flooding going on. Remember where the flooding was about 3 weeks ago, where they had the big-time flooding? Well, it came back in all the rain they've had for the last 2 days. They had several inches of rain, and it did it again. Now, hopefully, it's hard to damage places that have already been damaged. You know what I mean, Kyle?
That's right. Oh, I know.
I mean, once they've been damaged and they've been flooded, that's about it. So hopefully it didn't do any new damage, but you never know. Now, Tennessee, the northeastern corner of Tennessee, and coming up out of Knoxville up I-81 to Virginia, you've got an area in there where you've got some unsettled weather, could be some rain, could also be some fog here in a little while. It looks like as if the conditions are predominant for a little bit of fog. Let me go over real quick, coming out of New Orleans, coming up I-55, Mississippi, you've got rain and flooding on either side of I-55 down there in South Mississippi, because that's still there, has not gone away. Now, the rain has moved a little bit from where we told you it was. However, we do have flooding right now in the northeastern corner of Pennsylvania, which includes Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, over to Poughkeepsie, straight across I-84, over to Poughkeepsie. So be advised, there's a lot of flooding going on in that area on the secondary roads, the two-lane roads and all that. And then we got some flooding in the western part of Connecticut. We've got rain all the way up to Bangor, Maine on I-95. Massachusetts, the whole state's got water and rain. And Long Island, got rain there. The northern part of Jersey, rain. Southeastern corner of Pennsylvania to include Philadelphia and Allentown, rain. Might be some flooding going on there. And then coming out of Maryland, going west out of Baltimore, up into the higher elevations, rain up through there. Now, that's what it looks like. And Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying Jake.
Well, folks, don't forget you want to go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Become a member of the My Rewards program, and you're going to start saving. You're going to start getting great offers, and you're also going to be able to start earning points and everything that you buy there as well. September is Trucker Appreciation Month, Driver Appreciation Month. You'll get special offers in the My Rewards Plus app. So go to pilotflyingj.com.
Woohoo! And how do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And we'll be talking to him tomorrow. Now, right now, we're going to bring Denise Simon into the mix here. So, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, I never know what direction to go with you, so I guess I'll do this. The judge granted President Trump, former President Trump, a special master request to review the documents from the FBI raid. Now, that judge also ordered the DOJ to back off. They suspended the DOJ and their use of the seized materials because apparently they were getting right down on it.
Well, according to reports, they had finished going through all the documents. And now we're finding out that they also took Trump's medical records.
Yep.
So the more that we are finding out of what was taken tells you that they just kind of like seized anything they wanted. And there is some sense of privacy, including his medical records. So this is taking things in a very
there has to be some sort of legal payback and ramification for these people that did this. There has to be.
Well, look, I think the bigger question is when the General Accounting Office packed up everything. Is there some kind of a procedure, some kind of an inventory of what was there, and how, you know, I mean, where did, is there a list?
Probably.
Yeah, there's some other big questions here, that I think are not being asked, or maybe I'm asking them because I don't know any better, which is highly likely, but, The other piece is there an inventory of what was declassified? Is there a list of where the FBI went in the house?
Don't know. We'll have to find out soon, won't we? So in the meantime, hang on. We'll be right back with more
with
Denise Simon.
Another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.